So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm.
Octavarius,
descended from planet X, ready to save.
But I don't know, you sometimes catch a glimpse in the mirror.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
I love Boston.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say.
Nice focus.
Pass him.
I don't think I've ever dated him, but he wore boxer briefs.
That is not.
You've never lived.
I swear to God.
I know. I am trying to think.
Amy,
I've only seen boxers.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Usually boxers.
When did you guys switch from whitey tighties to boxers?
Hello, citizens. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 70 of the podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
70.
That's a really good number, isn't it?
That's a good number.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, if you live that long as a human, that's pretty commendable.
I would say so.
In podcast years, we are old.
Yeah, 70 weeks is
pretty like a cane.
So, without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Biwo.
Hey, it's Gustavo.
Hey, it's Chris.
It is Mark.
It is Lauren.
Hi, it's Keith.
Hi, it's Tins.
Hey, guys, it's LP.
Hi, it's Scott.
Hey, it's Cloud.
And we are all ready to go. So let's begin the podcast.
Yeah.
Shit!
No. Tins, what is it this time?
Tins, you got the mailbag, right?
No. I didn't want to make it weird. I was going to try and pass it off real cool. No. I don't have the mailbag.
Tins.
Well,
what are we going to do?
Oh, wait.
What
are we gonna do? I've got it right here.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
This actual letter, comes to us. I'll just read exactly what she wrote. Greetings, Octavarius.
You have been doing that before?
My name is Laura. Oh, she has a much better handwriting, so
oh,
I don't have
you.
To interpret.
I got you.
Greetings, Octavarius. My name is Laura. People call me a dreamer, which is true. Because I am very much a dreamer, both literally and metaphorically. What do you dream about? What did you dream of becoming? Sometimes during a dream, I realize that I can control my dream or stop it or something. Stop it if something scary happens. Last time this happened, I willed myself to fly. People say that if you fall from a great height in a dream, that it can kill you for real. What's up with that? Dreaming of hearing back. Love, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Oh,
thank you, Laura.
Thanks,
Laura.
That can't possibly be true, right? You can't.
I don't know. Well, I've heard that. I've never heard otherwise.
I've never heard that. If you die in a dream?
No,
well, your brain is pretty
powerful.
I died
in a dream. I'm just saying, I've heard the thing like, oh, you know, you jump off a building and you feel like you're going to fall, you wake up before you fall.
Yeah.
What if when you die in a dream, that dream just ends and you just begin a new dream and you don't die and, like, it happens all the time?
I feel
we
like...
have a bunch of
I've
dreams.
Died in a dream.
I feel like every
no
time...
Way. Yeah.
You've actually died in a dream?
I have died in a dream.
Yeah,
but I feel like every time I say that, someone's like, you know, you change right before you... fully died. You were like dying. Like
no,
there's so many excuses for that.
I was at my funeral, so
wow.
I was dead.
Yeah, but you were alive enough to be.
Well, I was a spirit watching the funeral, I guess.
So you were alive in spirit.
That's creepy.
Yes, but my body was dead.
How did that go? What happened? You
I don't remember. I don't remember how I died. It was a while ago, but I just remember being really sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were sad that you were dead?
I was sad that I was dead, yeah. And then I was sad because
I'd be sad
everyone was there upset because I was dead, which was very sad.
That makes me happy when I think about how people will be upset that I'm dead. Because that if they are upset that I'm dead, that's then they liked me a lot. So that makes me happy.
Castelvi, do you remember how you died in your dream?
I do remember how I died. The dream went off like this. I was... it was short. It was like just a... all I can remember, I was at my grandma's house. I don't know what I was doing there because I haven't been there in like decades. This happened like a couple of years ago.
So you're, you know, in your
20s. Yeah, I was in my 20s, and I was in my grandma's house. I don't know, I guess hanging out or something. and it was a really boring dream.
Did you kill yourself?
No, I didn't bore myself to death. But anyway, so I don't remember what happened, but I was told that people were coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're gonna get us. It's just that emotion was there, and so I went to hide behind the couch, which was right by the door where my grandma's was, and they were bursting through the door, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't have any time, and then they burst through, and it was just like some guys, and they had a gun, then they shot, and it was over.
And then what happened? Did you wake up?
I woke up, well, it was black for a long time, for like a couple of seconds, and then I woke up.
That's
nice. I remember having a dream where I think somebody, a group of dudes tried to mug me or something, and somehow it tricked them, and I ended up beating the shit out of like four dudes, and I was the winner. I was like, this is a great dream, I would later think, once I realized it was a dream. But then, like, an hour later into this dream, I remember somebody pulls up in a car, like, to the side of the sidewalk that I was walking down, and it's one of the guys that I beat, and he just says, like, hey, motherfucker, puts a gun in my face and goes,
no
quick.
Way. Yeah, the drive-by kill?
Yeah, it was a drive-by revenge kill.
I'm like really actually scared
like crossover
of drive-bys.
Dream?
Like, that's frightening.
What do you mean by a crossover dream?
Well, like, were you having one continuous?
It was the same dream.
Or were you?
But it had like a callback.
And then it just like called back.
No, oh god, that'd be terrifying if my nightmares from one dream carried on into another.
I've had it where I like go past the being shot or whatever part. Like
the afterlife of the dream.
I might have talked about this before, but so I'll go quickly. But I had a dream where I was hanging out with Ben Affleck. And he got pissed and he shot me.
Yeah, no, maybe
you
not.
Did talk about this
classic
in the
first halfway.
And I just like fell through the floor. Totally, like I remember, like halfway. My body fell down. Like whatever I was fell off. Like went down. Like assuming going to hell. And I had a choice between a red car and a blue car. They were like, pick your car. This
crazy.
Is like picking your fate. And I picked the red car, and that meant I went to hell.
Now, are
you don't believe it
does?
I know, I really don't. Technically,
I was gonna say, are you you know a moderately spiritual person like at all? You think that might be the reason that you have that sort of dream, your post death dream? Just because I don't claim to be a real spiritual person by any stretch.
Oh, sure you are, Tins.
Not really, though.
He's a scientist. He's not allowed.
That's I'm right. not. I'm
You're not allowed to have dreams.
No.
Scientists don't have dreams.
My brain just conducts experiments at night. Maybe that's the reason I have never really had that sort of post-death experience in a dream, and others have. I don't know.
I had a dream where there were Muppets trying to kill me.
That's so scary.
When I was a little kid.
Whoa.
It's a fear for some people.
They were... But I loved the Muppets. No, I loved Sesame Street. But I remember there was... I was in my basement in the dream. And I was trying to go upstairs. It was like one of those like a mad scientist lair where like all of a sudden the stairs all go flat. So it's a ramp and you slip and fall.
Oh, no.
Awesome. And like the basement was all like full of like fire and evil. And there were Muppets. But they weren't like.
I always normal.
Were they famous?
I always thought, yeah, they're very famous. I always thought like the creepiest thing, like when I was a kid, was like to see my favorite, like children's characters with just something off about them.
Yeah.
And like, well, there's Big Bird
with angry eyes.
Big Bird had red eyes and black feathers.
Oh,
he was fucking scary.
Nigga Big Bird.
Yeah,
nigga Big Bird.
He was the only one I remember. The other one, there was just other various Muppets. But I remember that. I actually remember when I was a kid, I saw a Garfield book, and it was like a spooky Halloween one, and like Garfield didn't have his stripes. And like it just scared the fuck out of me. I'm like, why doesn't Garfield have stripes? And that gave me a nightmare too.
Wow.
Because I could see how terrified Garfield was that he didn't have stripes. I'm like, something's not going right. Something's fucked up.
So do you notice that often? Like if something's just slightly off, does your like spidey sense tingle?
Yeah. Well, growing up, it was always I always characterized. I've gotten over it since then. But when I was growing up. The thing that scared me was things that shouldn't be.
So if it was like the Chucky movies, it's like I can understand like Jason, and I can understand like serial, but like
Chucky is a doll that shouldn't be.
A doll killing people shouldn't be. I hated claymation too. I thought Gumby was terrifying because he just moved around. It was so jerky and unnatural.
It's clay that shouldn't be.
It just shouldn't be. And those are the kind of things that would scare me growing up. That's what would give me nightmares, because there's something almost human about it.
Oh, wow.
But it's not. So, like, you're looking into something, and it's just, like, just the pieces aren't adding up, but it's still acting like a human.
I guess why there's so many, like, children in horror movies, just in the past, you know, like, Poltergeist, Grudge, like, all these movies, because it's so unnatural to have, like, cute little kids, like, murdering people.
Children of the Corn is like
Children that. Of the Corn. There's Science so many.
I get scared at those, like... Open. For the shock moments where, like, the killer or the doll pops out of the closet and scares you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never really disturbed me. Like, the one scene I've been just, like, it for some reason when I saw it, it just, like, freaked me the fuck out was, I think it was Superman 2 or 3, where one of there's, like, a scientist lady, and she gets sucked into a computer. It gets
what?
Like
oh, that's 3. I think
is that 3, where she gets eaten by the computer.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it just like it gave me nightmares. It disturbed. Me. I don't know why. I mean, like now that I think about it, like The Matrix is kind of like that, and like
and
that's
Tron.
A cool movie, Tron. And same, but it was just so kind of graphic. Like the just it like it was like I guess it was something like a human losing itself because of you know because little pieces of her were like being engulfed by the computer. And I was like, God, and she became a part of it, right? Like,
if I remember correctly.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just fucking terrifying.
It's a Superman movie?
Yeah.
It's the third one, which is not good.
Yeah, here's another terrifying dream I always had that for some reason just stopped. I don't think I've discussed this on a podcast before. My nightmare growing up was it would always just be like a regular day. Like I'd be like at breakfast in the morning. And then it was like somebody else, like a god or something, had like his hands on the controls and would just like fuck with the sound and the speed of how everything was moving. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like in there for breakfast, but all of a sudden everyone would just be moving incredibly fast.
Would you be normal?
I would be normal.
Okay. Wow.
But like my mom would start talking to me and it would just sound like somebody had their hand on the volume dial and was just turning, like, so she was not screaming, she was using a regular voice. But it was just deafeningly loud and growing louder. And I mean, there's no volume limit
in
your brain.
That shit does, that does creep me out in dreams. Like, just reality is changing so that you're aware of it.
Yeah,
that's the episode about.
And you look around, and, like, everybody else thinks it's, like, completely normal. Like, you're freaking out, and your mom, who's, like, screaming, like, with the fury of, like, 1,000 banshees. You know, she's just totally asking you, like, if you're, you know, if you did your homework for school or something. And it's like, it just fucked with me. But then it just suddenly stopped, and now I'm a decent human being.
Cool.
I had a dream one
Very
time.
Very cool.
And I can't remember what it was about, but something happened to me where I became paralyzed, and I couldn't move. And then I woke up. And I could not move.
Oh
no! Every time we do a dream podcast, we find out another one has fallen to sleep paralysis.
Oh,
this is
strange.
That's a real thing.
It's great that I haven't talked much yet because this is really my expertise. What you experienced is called sleep paralysis.
No, what I experienced was a viral infection that had manifested itself in my upper back.
I know a little bit more about this than you. That was a nightmare, first of all.
Yes.
Oh, that's awful. You actually woke up and you were actually
I was in so much pain. Like I wasn't numb, like I was paralyzed, but it was in so much pain that my entire body was frozen.
Wow.
For a second, I thought you were sleep paralyzed.
No, I was very sick.
Yeah, that's awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
For more information on sleep paralysis,
check out
our last dream podcast.
Yeah. My experience with nightmares and what between like up until maybe about 4 or 5 years ago and now. So when I had nightmares a while ago, it would be that I would be normally chased by some knife wielding crazy guy or somebody with a gun, and I'm in some place that I don't know, and I don't know what doors go where. And normally it's it's overwhelmingly terrifying that I just give up and let the guy kill me. Because the rack of running around and avoiding this death is almost worse than just... Because I don't know where I am. I'm not going to escape, was my thought process earlier. But
Do you think that's how you would actually react to that situation if you were putting it for real?
No. And maybe I would have a while ago or something. I haven't dreamt like that, though. Now when danger rears its ugly head, I don't give up ever. In dreams, I just keep running, or I'll figure out that I actually have hammer hands, and I'll punch him.
Yeah, you have power, man. You have power if you can realize you're in a dream.
Yeah, I don't know if it was. I realized I was in a dream that time, but I realized that I shouldn't give up. That I should try, and that I mean, the worst that could happen is I die in the process of being killed or something. I might as well try.
Yeah.
But I did have a dream recently where I wasn't lucid dreaming. I didn't realize I was in a dream. But in the dream, I went into a computer program, and I was aware that meant that physics didn't apply because it was a computer program, not because I thought it was a dream.
Your dream explained it for you.
Yeah, it put me into a simulation, and I ended up fighting. I told you guys this. I fought. Fucking, is it Sabretooth from X-Men?
Yeah, you did.
Except he was much more like Thor, because he could jump around with a giant hammer, and I sort of was able to jump and fly, sort of like Mario in Super Mario Galaxy 2.
But he was just Sabretooth with the big hammer, basically?
Yeah, I beat him with my fists. And then I fought R-Truth, and I threw his albums at him like shurikens. He couldn't fly, I could fly.
Keith, your dreams are always so badass, man. You have more entertaining dreams than anyone I know.
I had a pretty cool lucid dream a couple years ago.
Sweet.
Where I found like a guitar up in a tree. But it was this like awesome golden guitar.
Nice.
And I was like, acoustic. It was acoustic.
Oh, nice. Cool. No, that's great.
But then yeah, and so like I was like, I need to climb up and get it, because it was kind of glowing. It made like the whole tree glow. And then I realized, like, oh my gosh, I can play. I'm in a dream right now. I can do whatever I want. I'm gonna grab this guitar and I'm just gonna fly, and like, it's gonna be the coolest thing ever. So I started playing, and I was playing like Jimi Hendrix, and then like it turned into like an electric guitar, and I was just like flying. Like, I went over my high school and all these places, and this big crowd gathered just to hear me play, and like I was just rocking out.
I want to let everyone know that I am on dreammoods.com.
Yes.
So I can, if anyone wants me to interpret their dreams, I can.
Okay, I have one. Oh, no, actually, I've already interpreted that dream. So
do you believe that dreams have meanings?
Yes.
No.
Okay, here's what
I do not.
Okay, no. I'll tell you why you're wrong. this is a dream.
Would you please? God, I've been wrong for so long.
This is a dream.
Is my night?
I always have, and it always happens when the same thing's like, going on in life. Whenever I'm like getting at a new job, or I'm having trouble at a job, or trouble at school or something, I always have a dream where I'm doing something I do in my life, but I'm doing it in a giant building. Like, sometimes I'll still have dreams about being a server. Okay. I'll have a dream, even though I'm not a server anymore, but I have a dream. I'm in a restaurant, and like all my food is late, and I don't know anything about the menu, and the other table I have is on the other side of the building. So like, it's just taking me forever to get to each one.
Oh, no.
And like, whenever I'm having trouble in school, or like if I'm struggling and lose, you know, if that's what I'm thinking about, that's like, that means I'm uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something big you're worrying about, you don't know what to do, you know, like,
yeah.
That always happened. Like, I've had that throughout my entire life.
I mean,
I think it mimics your life. I don't think it like predicts the future or anything. I think it just like, I think people who actually interpret dreams know more about themselves and can figure out, like, oh, this is something that's bothering me. Maybe I need to look into this, or...
Well, do you guys
or they have access to dreammoods.com. What's in your dream?
Is that really the tagline?
Yes.
I just said dream moods. Do you guys think that... Do you have, like, the Freudian belief of, like, it's just things that you bury in the back of your mind, they're coming to surface, or do you think... Because, like, dream interpretation is a huge thing. Isn't the Bible, Joseph and everything, like, predicting the famine? Like,
I feel like, to some extent, dreams are a product of everything that we've experienced. And if, you know, if we're dreaming about it, surely we've come across it sometime in our life, and it's for some reason resurfacing.
Sometimes it makes no sense. Like, do you ever have, like, crazy, like, sex dream with, like the most random...
person, or like someone you haven't like talked to or thought about in just years,
no,
and just randomly show up in a
every cartoon? Night. It's you. I've been telling you. Just Chris Bowen.
Maybe it's just because it's
just getting horse fucked.
Because he proved us
every
all
night.
Out.
Did
I did
it's my
no,
dream.
No one knows what it means.
I did have one of those dreams, but then it was like her lips were like all scaly. It was just
oh,
like really
I'll look
at
scaly
so
lips.
Scaly
lips.
I was
dreaming
like my teeth falling out or something.
That's yeah.
What
that's
does
a,
that mean?
Yeah, that's
I can look that up.
Teeth falling out is supposed to be like relationships.
Oh, I was told it's because you masturbate too much.
what?
By who? You're
literally told.
You're dead.
Are you kidding me? No, it means
did
like
your
you
rabbi
feel like
tell
you're
that?
Losing something in your life or like. Part of your life, I think, is
like
kind of
like you don't have enough orgasms
or new beginnings. I don't know. There's it has a couple meanings. I remember looking that one up. But tell us what you found, Castell V.
Well, on dreammoods.com, one theory is that about teeth falling out. One theory is that your dreams about your teeth reflect your anxieties about your appearance and how others perceive you.
I'm so ugly.
Mm. Or you're grinding your teeth at night.
Also plausible.
Bad teeth.
Brian, why do you so adamantly believe that there's no meaning behind dreams?
I didn't adamantly believe that.
You
Chris
said
just
no
adamantly
pretty adamantly.
Believed that I was wrong. No, I just don't think they mean that much. It's your brain randomly firing synapses and filing
I'm
thoughts here and there.
It's totally random.
And you can cull things here and there from it, but
a lot of time it's just goofy.
Have
yeah.
you?
What else does it mean?
Have you ever had the same dream as someone else? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Like,
so you have a dream and
dream.
Your buddy is talking to you the next day and he's like, dude, I had this dream. And you're like,
yeah.
Whoa, I had that dream.
Oh, well, I'll talk to somebody and I'll be like, oh, I dreamed about that too. It's never the same dream, but like, you know, you both watch a movie or, you know, you both have a dream based off that thing. That's happened to me before.
Well, I've had dreams that are just so normal. Like, nothing weird happens to the point where I'll talk to someone, like, at the next day and be like, hey, man, sorry about what I did, you know, yesterday. Sorry about that. And they're like, I didn't see you yesterday. And I was like, oh, that's right. That was a dream I had.
Wow.
Dream when we were just hanging out.
I do have that problem, Castelvi. I just usually keep it to myself and debate for a while until I figure out whether or not my normal, boring-ass dream was...
That's funny. I always have purple dinosaurs in my dreams.
Barney? You mean you have Barney in your
pretty
dreams?
Much.
You dream about Barney.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Do you guys sleep talk at all? Or sleep walk?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You really? Sleepwalk?
I sleepwalk
you've been
every
living
once
with
in a while.
For a month?
Dude.
Yeah, dude, he does.
Every once in a while. Not, like, probably, like, once or twice a year.
I'm
going to
lock
my
doors from now on.
That's dangerous with your stairs.
No, but you know what?
You sleep sing, too.
Again. That's only...
Wait, 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 what? Lauren,
I sang the national anthem once.
In your sleep?
I sang the national anthem once in my sleep.
That's
I'll just
awesome.
Get... If, ever since I was
the entirety
kid,
of
you're such a patriot, you can't not
I'll
sing
interact
the
with people. Anthem. I'll interact with people, and I'll have no recollection. It used to happen when I was a kid. I walked downstairs, and my parents were, like, you know, watching TV or something, and I came downstairs, and they're like, Chris. I'm like... And I was just completely glazed over look, and I just said... And they're like, what are you doing up here? You have to go to bed. I go, I got it. They go, go to bed now. And I just walked away. And, like, I don't know what I was trying to say to them. I got us something. We'll never know.
Wow.
But I had no recollection of it at all.
My sister used to talk to me in her sleep all the time. The best one, I was going to bed one night. She had already gone to sleep. And she stops me as I was walking by. Goes, hey, Scott. Yeah? Hey, go get me that Easter egg thing.
Oh, no.
What? You know, that Easter egg thing, it's on the table. I don't know what you're talking about. Go get me the Easter egg thing. And now she's getting pissed.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Karen, you're sleep talking. You don't know what you're doing. You know, I am awake. I know what I'm talking about. Just never mind. Go get it. I went to bed. Next day, she's like, I don't know what I'm talking
about. I know somebody who sleep eats.
What?
And they don't remember. It's my friend's mom. And she'll, like, literally get up, go to the fridge, like drink something and then like eat something from the fridge and then go back to the room or bring something to the room. She'll wake up the next morning. There'll be like food on her bed and be like, what?
Sometimes if I'm like talking with someone at night or if I'm like, you know, hanging out with you guys and I'm really tired and there's like a conversation happening, I'll fall asleep and it'll be like the same thing where you guys are still talking, but you're having a completely different conversation in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I'll respond, like, out loud in real life, not in the dream. Just be like, yeah, then the dragon ate the apple. Then people will be like, what? Right, yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I just fell asleep and I had this entire different conversation in my head.
That's awesome.
I do that all the time.
I do that in the tour van all the time. Like, I would just wake up and say some random thought that I thought everybody was saying. Everyone else was sleeping, though.
Yeah, just that's like,
Lauren,
funny.
Your dinosaur dream means that you're symbolizing outdated attitudes. You may need to discard your old ways of thinking and habits.
Yeah. All
right. Thank you, dreammoods.com. What's in your dream?
I went to try to find a picture of a golden acoustic guitar, and then my computer ended up crashing. Because it doesn't exist.
Only in my head.
Do you guys daydream a lot? Because I daydream a lot.
Like, legit, like, dream?
I just fall asleep, man.
Yeah. What,
Mark falls
what
asleep
you,
in a drop of hat.
I daydream all the time.
You daydream?
Daydream like crazy.
Like, daydream, does that mean you're making up your own dreams? Or does that mean, like, you literally are, like, half asleep and you're...
Well, you're definitely focused on whatever's
you're
going
like
on in your brain.
Yeah,
fantasizing.
Because, like, that's how I fall asleep sometimes, too. Like, I'll
fantasizing about
dream world.
Your future life with... Your,
what?
What's his name?
Yes, I do. I do have my beginning dream with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I am a princess.
Of course, because he's a secret prince.
Yeah.
It says daydreaming occurs when you are semi-awake. It is the spontaneous imagining or recalling of various images or experience in the past or future.
Thank you, dream.
Did that help?
In your dream?
Did that help anyone?
Maybe. They should change the slogan to "What's up with that dream?"
What's up with that dream?
Have you guys ever had a dream where you had like sort of an epiphany or a really really great idea from it upon waking?
Oh, I know I have.
Yeah.
I just can't think of the.
Yeah,
I would never remember
what it is.
Now I know. I mean, it's not like a big one or anything, but it's something where I'm like, "Whoa, that's awesome. How did that happen?" I forget what song. There's some song that I had been hearing on the radio or something, and I went to sleep, and while I was dreaming, somehow it made perfect sense how to play that song on guitar. And then I woke up, I'm like, it's weird. I'd never played that song on guitar before. How did I know? So I tried playing it. I'm like, man, my dream was right. That's how you play that song.
Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
No, I've had that. I've had that happen once.
That's great.
Isn't that
what really
like,
cool.
You learned something in your dream?
Yeah, sort of.
What song was it?
Shoot. It was on a Dance Dance Revolution game.
Wait, which one?
That is all I can tell
you. No, you don't...
Two.
Butterfly.
The one for PS2, I guess it would have been.
PS2, okay. It was probably a Captain Jack song.
I was going to say.
I don't think it was a Captain Jack song.
Captain
I think
Jack tragically died.
What?
Oh. Yeah, Captain Jack is dead.
Captain Jack of Dream a Dream fame?
Yeah, for anybody
who
played Dance
who
Dance Revolution.
What are you talking about?
Captain Jack, man.
Captain Jack.
I know.
He does a lot of club music. You'll hear him in clubs like Euro people. Okay. Like, so
I go to those clubs, sir.
He did all these funny songs for DDR, and then he died like a couple years ago.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Maybe was it Dream a Dream by Captain Jack.
Did he die while like...
dancing?
Just singing a weird Europop song, at least.
I hope he did. Yeah, I hope he was rapping, you know, real fast.
I think that's an interesting concept, though. The idea of certain things making connections, making sense in your brain while you're not... Like, just while your brain's sort of on autopilot. And then in the morning, you can wake up and say, oh, I made that connection somehow.
I've done that with directing a scene once. Like, I thought about it when I was going to bed, and like, then the next day I was like, oh, I know what to do. Like,
yeah, that does work. It seems to work sometimes.
Sort of like maybe there's a bunch of random synapses firing all the time when you sleep, and sometimes two related ones happen to click.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have, like, where you're just having an awesome dream, and then something or someone wakes you up?
Awesome.
But then you're like, but you know, you don't have to wake up then. Maybe it's just like a sound outside. You try to get back to your dream.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah, you can get it back.
I can totally get it back. If I try real hard, I can just be there. again, nice. Doing the same things.
Don't. Is it you and I that have the movie that we go back to sleep to finish the movie because the movie is established as a dream halfway through?
I was going to mention that. Yeah. Yes.
Wait, what?
We wrote a movie one night, very drunk in college. As we walked back from Buo's apartment, and Buo. Well, no, maybe we were at. I don't remember if it was. When it was the ship or when it was
there. Regardless, yeah. we had a nice big walk back home, and we came up with the idea, some sort of idea for a movie. Two dudes were either friends.
We were being imposters in like Europe or England, some bullshit.
Oh, that's right.
And we were pretending to be there, but there was a Cockney lion, right? And the Cockney lion was on to us. It was the lion that spoke Cockney, and he knew that we weren't.
He was the one person in Europe who saw us for the shams we were.
And then we were running away from him.
Lion.
Okay. Yeah, and then we were running away, and then we wake up, and we'd say, man, I was just having this crazy dream.
Oh, I just had the same dream.
Yeah, it's like, wait, were you impersonating someone in England? And
a Cockney lion was on to you?
Yeah, and chased us?
And yeah, and then we... We have to finish this.
We gotta go back.
No. And then we just fall asleep and go back
and
into
we ask the audience to buy into the reality that we just destroyed.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, Inception.
It's just a cheap joke. It just ruins the movie. It ruins it halfway through and then expects you to finish it. This doesn't matter. It's a dream.
So how often do you tell people when you dream about them? How often do you go up to people you know and go, oh, I totally had a dream about you last night?
I try not to because it's creepy.
It weirds people out. That there's sex involved. So
it's dangerous.
I told Tins I had a dream that we went to a concert in wheelchairs and it was awesome.
That's right.
I mean, if it's something awesome, I'll tell you.
Were you handicapped or just did it to get good access?
Fun and like, just for fun. Quote dream Tins. Man, concerts are so much better in wheelchairs. These were like crowd
that's
so surfing.
That's what your subconscious brain had me say.
Yeah,
I once told my coworker Felix that I had a dream about him.
What?
It was really funny. The dream was so funny. I had to tell him. Felix was this guy I worked with at World's Finest Chocolate, and he was a really nice guy. And,
sounds like a cat to me.
I called him Felix the Cat. That was his name. So I had a dream where I was on Jeopardy, and I was just totally fucked. Like, I was doing awful. It was humiliating. I was losing bad at Jeopardy, and I ended up escaping from Jeopardy in a hot air balloon. And Felix was piloting the hot air balloon.
Nice.
And in the dream, I woke up, and I wrote down the line, "To the skies, Felix!" Because I remember I actually yelled that in the dream. So, like, I told him, you know. So now we would still go.
To the skies!
To the skies, Felix!
If I have a dream about somebody, I'll have to, like, immediately post it on their Facebook or write it down. Otherwise, it just slowly loses. Like, within minutes, it's gone unless it's made such an impact on me.
Yeah, I generally tell people, but rarely do I have something uncomfortable with someone. In a dream, all my sexy dreams are usually with people that I have no idea who they are.
I have a question.
Sure.
About the sexy dreams. I feel I barely have any.
I feel like two ever.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, what?
How
don't
often,
often
are you guys having these? I
love them.
I maybe have had four or five.
Yeah,
they're not really all that frequent for me. Most of my dreams are just weirder stuff than that.
I would love
stuff I can't
if my dreams
do normally.
Decided to be a little more risque.
I do it like every 2 months I'll have like a sweet sexy dream.
Yeah.
And all mine that are sexy are also still riddled with guilt. it's a made up girl. It's never a real person.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're like my brother's girlfriend. Or they're like, it's like, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, it's also
and then I wake
weird.
Up and I'm like, God damn it, it wasn't real!
Keith,
you should have done that!
Sometimes it's with other guys that I know, but once. Alright, here it comes. Once I had a dream that was with a girl, and this was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your mom's listening.
Wait,
this is a segment called Lauren Does Something for the Ladies.
No, that's B-Wos.
What? B-Wos.
Okay, go on.
But, and I was in high school, and this was, like, so traumatic. I was like, oh my god, am I a lesbian? Like, yes. I, like, yeah. literally was like...
What would be wrong with that?
Well, yeah, no, not that there's anything wrong, but I clearly liked the boys. So, like...
Well, that's what you told yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, like, super confused. And then, like, by the afternoon, I was like, oh, I don't know, that was just a weird dream.
Have you ever made out with a girl?
I think freshman year of college, really drunk.
Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
I think I might have been there for that.
I was there too.
Scott was there. Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you totally did.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
This has been Lauren does something.
Oh, lady. Nice.
Do you guys ever have actors' nightmare dreams?
Yes.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
It's horrible.
I had this dream. I had this dream where I was announcing at an ice rink. There's this big ice rink.
What, like ice capades?
Yeah, it was not hockey or anything cool. It was just like people were gonna do like an ice dance, like a choreographed ice thing. And I remember, like, I was standing there and I was kind of like, oh, cool, I'm gonna see this cool ice thing. And I was like, man, why am I not in a seat? I'm just standing here. And someone was like singing the national anthem, like, before it started. And then and I was like, man, this is a great national anthem. And right at the end, they're like, okay, Mark, you're on.
Oh no!
It's like, do I introduce them? What do I say?
Yeah. I was in a production of Kabuki Othello about last year, sometime on the road. I did not know anything about Othello or Kabuki. It was not a good show. We did the show. I had to do the show, and it was just awful. I was doing awful.
This was in your dream.
Yeah,
I would love to see you do that show, even if it was off.
I'd pay to see it.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
We should just do a Kabuki show sometime.
There you go.
Keith presents Kabuki Othello.
Can we explain what Kabuki is? I mean, I know.
No, don't even tell me anything about either. I'll create a whole new thing.
Okay.
I'll start writing tomorrow.
I have dreams, I have had dreams. I haven't in a while of going back or being in a high school play.
Yeah,
and I don't know the lines for my high school play.
Is it a specific play or just a play that you're in?
No, it's been a different play every time. You know, one time I think it was like Brigadoon. You know, it's just all different things. And there are people there that are totally not in my high school. Like you guys, like some of you guys are in the cast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did we know our lines, or were we having actors?
Yeah, everybody. No, everybody else was cool.
Everyone else always knows.
I've had dreams like that, but it's where I basically was told I wouldn't get a part, and then like 2 weeks later, when the show was ready to open, they're like, "Where have you been? Why haven't you been at rehearsals? You're on tonight."
Shit!
Wow.
Come on, guys, no!
How come when you're little, you have many nightmares? Like, you know, isn't it...
Because everything scares you.
I am frightened of the world.
I just remember, when I was little, I had this, like... It happened a couple times, a dream, where there's, like, a skeleton that, like, came through my window, just floated through the window, and he, like, took my blanket from me.
Hold on! Get to work, dream moods!
I have not thought about that in, like, 10 years.
Wow.
To see a skeleton in your dream represents something that is not fully developed.
Maybe because I was a child.
Yes.
I wrote on the Facebooks earlier, under Octavarius, just if anyone had any weird dreams that they remember, preferably ones where you get shot or die or something. Kristen T. King wrote, "I had a recurring dream when I was a kid that I found I would be taken prisoner by the monsters from Where the Wild Things Are, and I was always in my favorite bikini, skirt/top thing, and they would take me there to the sewers and chain me to a wall and leave me there. It was very dark and mossy. I was never hurt. I was never hurt, but kind of weirded out/scared.
But at least she looked good.
And inconvenience, too.
It's like a King Kong dream. I don't know what to look for.
Yeah, that is very cute.
I guess monsters. Capture.
Okay,
or
I've had a dream where I was just a character in a movie. It was just
like the Truman Show.
I had a dream.
If you're lucky, it wasn't Brigadoon.
No joke. I actually, when I was a kid, had a dream where I was Simba from the. I couldn't like control Simba, but like I was inside his brain, looking out.
Like you just animated.
Like, no, sweet. I don't think I was. I was just like, you know, you look around. It was like a video game, you know.
But you just sort of went through the motions of that movie then? Or?
Not through the movie. I was just like exploring around like that Pride Rock thing, you know.
It was like being Simba Malkovich?
Yeah.
I honestly think it was probably around the same time as Being John Malkovich came out, which I saw as a kid. But yeah, I was just walking around. I couldn't talk or anything, and you know, it was like got to explore the little world that my brain constructed from The Lion King.
The scariest dream that I have ever had is a dream where like something bad is happening to me or going to happen to me, and I try to scream and I can't. Like there's no voice. Mm-hmm. But like that to me is that scares me beyond like monsters, anything else. Just because it's like you can't even say anything to.
I've only had the dreams where like I'm being chased and I can't run really fast.
Oh, your
like,
legs just don't move.
Yeah, but I've only had it like 3 times. Every other time I can run.
I used to have it when I was a kid, which is one of the reasons I would just give up. I was like, yeah. I can run. I'm like, this is it. I'm dead.
Frustrating. Those are frustrating. Like, go ahead, do it. Never
I had one like that where I was being chased through this like weird Technicolor garden by Nazis.
Nazis.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Mark.
Oh, Mark.
It was just a pack of Nazis, but like this garden was being chased
through. Why is Nazis?
Bright blue bridge.
Like 7 or 8 feral Nazis.
This is the time where Mark like, bees a Jew.
He bees a Jew.
He bees a Jew.
But like I remember what I remember is like to get I remember I was being chased by them because we were in this like tower. And like everything was like these bright like child crayon colors. Yeah. And it was like all my friends were there and I remember we made a zip line, and I sent people out of the tower on coat hangers, and I was like, I'll go last, everybody.
You hero.
And then they, like, bust in right, obviously, like, right as the last person came in, and I, like, jumped on the zip line, but it, like, was breaking, so I just fell and got, like, really hurt, and then they, like, ran down the tower, and I was, like, hobbling through this garden and, like, trying to find a place to hide while, like, 4 or 5 Nazis came after me with guns.
Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
What if I told you there's a website where you can find out things about Nazis?
But, Gustelvi, do they need to know what's in my dream?
You could say they need to know your dream mood. At dreammoods.com. Nazis mean to see a Nazi in your dream represents an evil and merciless force that cannot be reasoned with.
Like a Nazi.
Like a Nazi.
Like a wild, wild feral Nazi. Yeah. Nazi.
Thanks, Dream Moves.
Foaming at the mouth, Nazis.
We talked about it earlier, about falling and then waking up before you hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me if you guys have ever heard this. I just read this recently.
Okay.
They say the reason that we wake up right before we fall in our dreams is some sort of recessive instinct of ours from when we lived in trees, where they would fall out of the trees and their instinct was to wake up and immediately grab something.
Whoa.
And it just remains over from millions of years ago in us.
How is this proven in any way?
I have no idea.
That's cool.
It's an interesting theory.
But it's
cool.
We should all start sleeping in trees and see if we catch ourselves.
Has anybody ever had the experience like in a movie where like you have the nightmare and you just shoot straight up, like just like immediately shoot straight up in the air like that? Has anyone ever done that?
I've had a definite raise.
Yeah, where you like,
I get like a three. I've had a 3/4 up, like an up on an elbow.
When I first lived with Nick McCullough in our Watterson dorm, we both had lofted beds. And it was the first time I'd ever slept on a lofted bed, and there was maybe like 3 feet between. It was like one of those Japanese pod hotels. Like, there was no room between our heads and the ceiling. And Nick made fun of me mercilessly the first night because I taped a pillow above my head because I'm, you know, used to just sitting up when I wake up. So I thought, like, I'm going to sit up and bang my head against this ceiling, which was like stucco, so it had all these sharp things on it.
Yes, it was so sharp.
And so I did not have a bad dream, but Nick did. And at like 3 in the morning, he woke up, slammed his face into our ceiling, and then woke me up from all of his swearing.
That's awesome.
There are a lot of times where I felt like I've fallen into my bed from my dream.
Yeah.
I bet I was like spikes going through it, though.
Oh, my
God. What?
No,
like, I'm falling towards my bed, and then as I get closer, there's spikes coming up through my bed.
Oh,
sounds like a trap.
Yeah,
it's
very Indiana Jones.
Thank you.
If that's
yeah, it was. Thank
you. Do you guys have, do you guys have it when you're dreaming about something and you wake up and you've, like, kicked really hard and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
It's like, I think I'm finding more and more recently that I'm, like, when I have fall dreams, even if it's just, like, almost like a trip. Like, I'll fall a couple of feet that I wasn't intending to, and I'll give, like, a big kick where on the foot I've landed on in real life.
Have you ever done that while sleeping next to someone and just, like...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I've been punched.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. Just being punched when I'm sleeping.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know what is always silly on just the other side of that is, you know, as we fall asleep, you sort of have little muscle spasms as your muscles sort of, like, are all turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So you have those weird, like, tiny spasms, which you don't really realize you do until you've slept with another human in your bed, and then, like, a few different, like, humans that, are, like, have the same pattern of strange movements, and you assume, I guess, we all just jolt a bunch as we fall asleep.
As we get older, I think.
Yeah, maybe it's because we get older. That's creepy.
You know what else was creepy? Remember Freddy Krueger? He killed you in your dreams.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he was so scary.
I never watched
him. Yeah, I've never seen him.
Me either.
I mean, I've watched him since, but
I watched the Simpsons thing.
I was, I was into Halloween. That was my series.
Oh, Freddy Krueger. Well, the first one was good. The first Nightmare on Elm Street was good.
Uh-huh.
The second one, for some reason, Freddy Krueger is out of the dreams. He's just in reality, and he still has all his dream powers. Which, like, it was totally ridiculous.
So he's just like a god at that point.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I've only
seen...
He's
a demon, right? He's a demon.
He's a man who got demon powers from demons.
Yeah,
I used to be afraid to go to bed.
So he's not a demon.
No, he's not himself a demon.
His father is 40 crazy prison inmates.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's his story. It's like his mother...
That's his horrifying backstory. His mother...
Yeah, but he also was a child murderer, and then they burned him. The whole town killed him.
And
somehow, now he's getting revenge on Elm Street.
But somehow he has inhabited the world of dreams and can summon its powers.
Yeah.
And he can cross between anybody in the world's dream, it seems.
Yeah.
Especially children.
Yeah.
Like
and Johnny Depp, too.
He's got those knife finger hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then he got... The movies, they started out scary, and then they turned into self-parody.
Yeah.
Like, he killed someone with a Nintendo glove. Like, got real silly. And then I think Wes Craven, like, then, like, took it back again and tried to make it. Did anyone see the newest one or no?
No. I got asked to work on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody really
saw Freddy vs. Jason. That was awesome.
That was so terrible.
Busta Rhymes is in that.
God
Maybe
damn,
you've heard
what a waste of money that was.
You were getting into.
I just wanted there to be a clear winner.
No, they both have to survive.
It's bullshit.
They're two franchises.
No bad guys can ever die.
It's bullshit.
One time I saw a fan film called Freddy vs. Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's
pretty sweet. It was just Ghostbusters fighting Freddy Krueger.
I do think, as far as the original Nightmare on Elm Street, at least, that I feel is one of the most terrifying existences. That which you know you're going to die if you go to sleep.
Ooh.
Or you at least know you're going to get relentlessly attacked while you sleep.
Yeah.
Because then you know, like, okay, I'm fine now. I'm fine until I fall asleep.
Which is
so I can try and make myself... Like, you can try and make yourself stay awake more than a couple of days, but it's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
You need sleep.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
So
you die without it.
They say that... they said that operating on no sleep for I forget how many days, it's worse than, you know, not eating. There's so many things that are so much worse.
I just read about this disease, and I don't remember what it's called, but it's where you are no longer able to fall asleep.
What?
Yeah, there's like this disease that I guess there was some article in like Huffington Post or something where it was like, it's an actual disease where people just cannot fall asleep and they die 5 to 6 months after the diagnosis or like after they get it.
Couldn't they be like given pills or something that makes
them...
They
just can't do it, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, but if it didn't... Because that's such an obvious thing that if the disease
like,
makes
they
you
be
can't
able to,
fall
like,
asleep...
Put them in a...
Or have like,
you know,
a,
anesthesia,
or like a strong guy punch him in the face or something.
Right, knock him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone punch him.
Thank you.
That would suck. That would mean every time you wanted to go to
sleep,
you'd have to have someone take a 2x4.
You just hire a guy
like,
to like live in your closet.
Or just have your like wife or like, you know, husband do it. It's like,
ready,
all right, honey,
sleep.
I need some sleep. All right, honey. I'm going to give you a whack. And,
all right, good night.
That's so strange.
Hire a wrestler to just hang out and like knock you out to go to bed.
Do you guys always sleep in the same position?
No, I toss and turn all night.
Yeah, I'm a toss and turn.
Yeah, classic side sleeper, but I have to change every couple hours.
Yeah.
I changed my sleep position because when I went to college, I had to have a tiny bed. And if I had anybody else in that tiny bed, I had to accommodate that person. Mm-hmm. So I became a side sleeper before I slept like X-Man. Everything. But that was not possible when I went to college.
You know what my favorite way of sleep is? You sort of like, well, this is the best case scenario is you're in like a hotel, and for some reason, it's one of the hotels that gives you like 6 pillows per bed. And then you got 2 beds for some reason. So you got 12 pillows. So you just, okay, you got 12 pillows. Just be okay with that.
Yeah.
And you sort of carve out, like you make like a nest where you can get in it. But you want your back to be at like a 45-degree angle. Okay. So you're sort of on your side, sort of on your back, but it's the thing that's supporting you are just soft, many pillows. So you're just in this little like a cloud. Brought to you by Hampton Inn.
Okay, here's a dream I wonder if anybody else has had. I don't know if it was a dream. It's always something I would think about when I was falling asleep. Did you ever just imagine when you were going to sleep that like your bed just sprouts wheels and you're just like rolling around, driving around the city,
like a Little Nemo dream?
Yeah,
you know, like
it totally is.
Did everybody else do that?
No, I don't think so.
No. I had a dream that I woke like my bed floated out to sea. So kind of.
I think I had the boat
out to sea, so you would
float it out to sea.
To die.
Viking funeral or something.
Oh no.
It's horrifying, Lauren.
I do have to say, when I was little, I might have talked about this in a previous podcast, but when I was little, I heard the aliens came down and cut off your ears.
I heard that too.
No,
you
didn't.
Yes, I did.
Really?
There was an unsolved
from
mystery.
Where?
I heard that on TV.
Yes, I heard it, and I was afraid of aliens. So for like 10 years, I slept with like my hand like with over my ear or a pillow
and
over
a wrench
my ear.
Under your pillow.
So how is your hand going to stop an alien?
I had to say it was on TV. I'd never seen like a vampire movie or anything. I was just scared of vampires, so I made myself sleep on my back as a child because I felt like they would have to turn me over in order to bite my neck, and then I would know that it was happening.
Or so if you were sleeping on your back, they'd just have to bite the front of your neck all sexy like.
Didn't occur to me. So I felt like, for whatever reason at the time, I was like, well, if I'm going to get murdered by a vampire, like, I hope he just wakes me up first so I know it's coming.
Has anybody ever done that, like, it's so cliche you see in, like, cartoons and, like, everything, like, the, like, you win the Super Bowl dream? Has anybody ever, like, actually dreamt they won the Super Bowl?
You know,
not lottery. Super Bowl,
maybe not the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe that sort of equivalent I know I've had.
Yeah.
I've had a dream where I was on the Bulls with Michael Jordan.
Really?
Yeah,
just sort of like, just like in general, a dream where you're one of the like the most famous people in the world for that day. Those are great.
Yeah, those are great dreams.
I won American Gladiators. That was pretty cool.
That's right.
That's sweet.
That was pretty cool.
I would love that.
I feel like I've had something like that, but maybe younger, like Global Guts or something like that.
When I was little, I dreamt that I was Wendy, which was like winning the world. So yeah.
Evil twin dreams? Anybody ever have an evil twin?
Never.
Nobody's ever dreamt about battling your evil twin?
No. You do then?
Does that happen often?
Mega Chris.
When I was a kid, yeah. Although I'm a Gemini, so I guess that makes sense.
Shut
right,
the
guys?
Fuck up.
Also Gemini,
shut the fuck up right now.
What was that, Keith?
I'm also a Gemini.
Oh, yeah. Oh, many of us are Geminis in this group, and that doesn't mean a damn thing at all. I'm convinced.
On Facebook right now, I asked the question, have you ever died in dreams? And if so, how? Ryan H. Wrote, this isn't a joke. Once had a dream where I pooped until I died.
Oh, no.
And then our writer, Laura... wrote in, what a shitty way to go. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, podcast winner.
I have another person who commented about a weird dream. Ile Berusa. I had a dream where I was at a shopping mall with my sister. Then the terrorists burst in and lined us up and shot us one by one. I remember them shooting me in the throat. I put my finger in the bullet wound and could feel the blood. I responded, "Oh my God."
Wow.
Horrifying.
That's incredibly horrifying.
That's crazy.
Keith, you like 2 or 3 nights ago, you and me jumped from a train in Dream World.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah, it, sort of, except for whatever reason, we knew we were going to have to jump from the train because we realized we didn't have the fare to take us all the way to the city we wanted to go to.
Yeah.
So we were convinced like we had to jump from a moving train.
So you were like actual hobos?
No, I think we were just... Keith and Tins don't have money today.
Hobos, yeah.
Like, we didn't have our wallets or something, so we were just hopping the train. But we were one stop away from the city, and we noticed that the whole boxcar... It was an old-timey boxcar train, by the way. Mm-hmm. The whole train had just stopped. So we jumped from a stopped train.
Well, that's nice, pretty... At least
that's safe. That's safer, right?
Yeah, I've had it's really a dream.
I've had buddy dreams where me and, like, mostly my cousin Christopher and I will, like, totally go through the zombie apocalypse.
I have those dreams.
I've only had one.
Those are the other dreams where I die, is when they get me.
Yeah.
I always survive them.
I had a dream, God, that reminds me. I had a dream, zombie apocalypse in Chicago. It was the day of my wedding. And we got out of the... It was so cool. We got out of... it was horrifying, but it was great. We got out of the limo... And there was just shotguns there, and I'm just walking around downtown Chicago in a tuxedo, just shooting the hell out of zombies.
That's so sweet.
Man and wife.
Dude, see that really well produced. Michael Bay. That would be a fantastic.
It's copyright. I own it.
Patent pending.
Well, we'll just slip them that when we go to LA.
Wedding day. It's just a zombie movie.
That's awesome.
What we should do also is all the trailers should make it look like it's just a normal romantic comedy based on weddings. And
no
have
zombies
no zombies. Don't tell anyone.
That'd be brilliant.
Does anyone have anything to say before these two are wed?
Oh no!
Not again.
Not again.
Every time they try and get married, the zombies
are... I'm with the bride.
Busted.
That's how it's going to end, that movie.
Live stream unit Boner 3000 said, I had a zombie dream where they were only dangerous when they were upset, so everyone had to stay super chill all the time.
That sounds like and chill out, okay?
Sounds like someone's life was reflecting right there or something.
Yeah.
I remember I went to I was like a speech tournament, and this kid next to me was telling me all these stories about how like his mom could predict the future with her dreams, and he's like, no, seriously, like, she had a dream that the school burned down, and then, like, a month or so later, their high school actually burned down, and, like, I've heard that a bunch. And
it's his mom that did it.
Yeah.
She did it in her sleep, and didn't remember.
You can make your dreams come true. It's so hard to believe, but then, like,
you can make
at the same time, like, that's a common... kind of common thing. Like, I've heard about that a bunch.
In fact, that's like Muppet Babies theme song, because you can make your dreams come true.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. I swear that does happen to me, Lisa. Not, like, to the T of, like... But, like, I'll picture in my dream, like, you know, me hanging out with you guys at this bar, saying something, like, about something specific. And then I'll be like, whoa, and total deja vu or something.
Yeah, like, I've had a
I just feel like we actually all... just do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
And it's very likely that a random assortment of things we talk about in our brains could actually happen.
Yeah.
In that exact way, because we live a life of patterns.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem though. Dreams are so like romanticized, like, oh, you're the woman in my dream. And like most dreams are like pretty normal.
Yeah, like, I think you can do something like as normal as like, let's say I wind up on a golf course. And I don't know how to golf. In my dream, I wish I had something like Cloud's golf tip.
Slick.
Sounds like now it's time for
Cloud's golf tips.
Make sure to hire yourself a child as a personal assistant. This child can serve you coffee, serve you tea, take pictures,
and take camera footage so that you can later review your own golfing and make improvements.
Touchdown!
Yay.
This has been Clouds Golf Tips.
And is that the caddy, or is there somebody that would follow?
It sounded like personal assistant.
You kidnapped the child, sex
a child though.
She's a child.
Then, so and then she's taking pictures.
Oh, what horrifying advice!
She never said sex slave.
No,
they
it
are,
sounded
no,
like
they
it.
Get paid.
Okay.
It's child labor laws. Bro.
Why is it a child?
Does it have to be a child?
They're quick and nimble and obedient.
Golf is a game of innocence.
Hey, I know when I want my coffee and my tea, I want someone who's quick and nimble. Only the quickest and nimblest may serve me my breakfast drink.
They do what they're told.
Now, Octavarius Podcast, episode number 70, is also brought to you by DreamMoods.com.
DreamMoods.com. What was the tagline?
What's in your dream?
Thank you, DreamMoods.
Oh, man, I miss Pop Chips.
No, I don't.
Don't we have a new sponsor? Like an actual one?
Not yet, but...
It's a know, secret coming. We're getting ready to roll it
Pop
out.
Pop Chips. Dunk them in your toilet.
Oh, yay, thanks, Fuel. That brought me back.
And then, we've had some unlikely sponsors. And on that note, we are going to have to leave Dream World and return you to your own world, listeners. But thank you once again for listening. For those of you listening live, remember, if you happen to be in the L.A. area, we're going to be at the L.A. Improv Festival on Tuesday, June 7th. Yes?
Mm-hmm. At the Loft, right?
At the Iowa Loft. Iowa Loft.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So check that out. Check out our Facebook page. It's got all the information. And check Octavarius.com for more info.
And check us out on Twitter. Yeah, tweet funny things.
What's that handle, Chris?
That's just at Octavarius.
Fantastic.
Oh, and buy the Keith and Tins album. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Buy both of them while you're at it.
We had a really kick-ass show, I thought, yesterday at CIC, and we got a bunch of people buying our albums, and they are the winners.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. It's Time to Dance is going to take over the world.
Yeah. Someday.
I hope that answered your question, Laura.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you once again, Laura. If anybody else has a question for us to ponder on the podcast, just shoot it over to info@octavarius.com.
Mm-hmm.
We will take your suggestion and talk about it.
Laura says,
"Damn it, Laura!
God damn it!"
Our write-in today does say it. We did answer it. It did, and she said, "Thank you very much." Actually, she wrote TY capital B much. Very happy emoticon.
Yay! So great. Well, until next week, everybody, have 8 days and a wicked week.
Run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
The Avengers get married.
Descended
from planet X.
Ready to save our planet from...
And...